Yes, hello.
Oh, hi, Julio.
Hi, yes, hi, how you doing?
Hi, good, good. It's Tina from Local Splash.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good. I was actually trying to get you on the call yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy that we're connecting. I know that
yes.
We're having trouble processing the payment.
Yes, and that's the reason why I was calling.
Okay. Is there something going on with the card that we have on file?
Yeah, I'm using another card just for this month's payment. Can I use it?
Yeah, and then we can put the other one back on file for next one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So for the one-time payment, is it still the Neiman Court for the billing address?
No, that's going to be a different.
Okay, so what's the billing address?
That's going to be 3470 Blenheim
uh-huh.
Lane. That's going to be B-L-E-N-H-A-I-M Lane.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be San Jose, California.
Uh-huh.
95121.
So 3470 Blenheim Lane, San Jose, 95121?
Yes, ma'am.
Correct. Okay, and then the card number?
Give me a minute. Let me just walk. Give me like 30 seconds. I'll walk into the truck.
Oh, sure. Take your time. No worries.
Thank you. Okay, hello?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Okay, and one quick question out of our topic right now. Did we ever, I never got the confirmation letter for the business for changing the address in San Jose?
Okay, so do me a favor. Let's finish the billing first, and then I can get out of the screen and I can go back to the main screen and see what's going on with the address, okay?
Well, I think they did approve it or authorize it, or I'm not sure. I just want to confirm. Here's the card.
Okay, go ahead.
And the payment is going to be for
$299.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's going to be 4342.
Okay.
5624.
Got it.
2244.
Okay.
3208.
Okay, expiration?
0925.
And the code on the back?
960.
960, you said?
Yes, 960.
Okay, so let me get your authorization. And then you'll be good to go with the payment. Now, Julio, the card that I just put in erased the former one. So just to be safe to put the former one back on file, I'm going to go back in and put 2381 Neiman Court. I know that's the billing. And then what's the original card number again?
Did the payment go through another one?
Yeah, I got the green light for this one. So you're good to go there.
And then the credit card for the other one, that's going to be 4259.
Okay.
0720.
Got it.
5162.
Okay.
1372.
Okay. Expiration?
That's going to be 0825.
Okay. And the code?
799.
799. Okay. So that's back on storage for next month. So this was just a one-time payment on this card. And then let me get out of the billing screen and go back to the original and see what's going on.
Okay, perfect.
Address.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. No problem. So attention, address change in August to address on file still needs re-verify. Let me look at the Google business page and see.
Yes, I went into Google yesterday. I think it was this week. I've been searching Google and all the other searches, and it appears that we got the address locked in, so I just want to make sure.
Is the Almaden Road the one that you want, or is that the older one?
No, that's the new one, the Almaden Road.
Good. Okay, so it's all locked in. It's actually approved,
right,
and it's verified, and it went through. So
okay.
Good. Okay. I'm so glad that worked out. Okay, so, yeah, so you're all good to go. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, that was it. That was really bugging me.
Oh, I'm happy that it finally went through. Sometimes with Google, it's a process and it takes time, but eventually when it gets done, it's well worth your while. So I'm happy that you stayed on top of that.
Yes, if I keep getting emails from Google, someone trying to get a verification, was that you or someone else?
I think it might have been someone else because typically Google won't send a verification by email. It'll come in the mail in a 5-digit PIN code, or once in a while they'll allow a phone verification where they'll text you a PIN code and then you have to get it back to us. But usually
Sorry, but yeah, because I was getting like 3 emails about last week. People trying to get authorization or verification for my business. They're trying own it.
Oh, okay. So,
and I declined those requests.
I don't see any notes on this account that there was any problems with us trying to gain, you know, because let's say that you already had the Google business page before you worked with us. Then all you have to do is add us as a manager to the page, which you already did back in February. So you're always the owner of it. It always belongs to you. So
well,
it sounds...
scam.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be some scam company or some company that's trying to sell you something on Google that's trying to gain ownership so that then they can call you back and say, hey, in order to get your page, you have to pay us this and that, you know? So if I were you, I would just ignore all of those requests. And if you ever have any questions, just call us, okay?
Oh, my God, perfect. You think I've been following my instincts so much? Thank you.
Yes, yes. That's a really good thing you were following your instincts. Yeah, I've been with this company for 11 years, and I've seen a lot of strange things happen when it comes to the marketing, you know? So I'm happy that, you know, you're doing everything properly. And I always tell people, too, if you ever get any phone calls of people saying, oh, your Google listing is not up to date and you need to pay us more money or anything, your Google listing is paid in full with us. So if you get a call like that, you could always tell them, you know, hey, Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to call them. If they're a scam, they're not going to call us, right? So, but it's a good way to defer that those types of calls away from yourself, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that way you don't have to spend time on it.
Sorry, no. And then marketing, how can we improve our marketing in our for our business?
Let me see if Google Guaranteed is available in your area. There's a new program out. Has anybody ever told you about it?
I'm pretty sure I heard about it, but I mean, I usually get phone calls when I'm busy. So,
okay. Yeah, the caveat is that it's not available in all areas. So I just have to look and see if it's available in your area. And then if it is, I'll tell you how it works. But it's an exclusive lead program through Google, and people are going wild for it because it's such a good program. So let me just look here. Give me your zip code one more time, please.
951, the office zip code?
Yes, the zip code for your business.
Yeah, give me a minute. I can Google more.
Oh, I think I found it. 95125, the one that you're using for the address, right?
Yes.
95125. And then I'll put plumber and see if it's available. Oh, good. It is available in your area. Okay, so let me explain it to you real quick. Have you ever worked with a lead program before?
A lead program?
Yes, like an Angie Leads or a Thumbtack or anything like that. Okay, so those types of companies, Julio, they sell that lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right? So Google has found a way to offer exclusive leads to businesses, and the reason they're exclusive is they come only directly to you, and the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is that Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that you get some disgruntled client down the road that is, you know, not happy with your work, they would actually, if that claim comes in, they would pay them up to $2,000, and refund them based on the work that you've done. Okay. So the program, it's a lot more pricey than what you're paying, but it's going to be, you know, much more beneficial for you. So how it works is, are you licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Yes, we're all that.
Okay. And you have a social security and a driver's license and everything like that, right? Okay, so what Google would do is they would do a background check on you and anybody in your organization that interfaces with clients. So if you have, you know, some office staff that, you know, just go, you know, stays in the office, they don't have to pass the background check, but anybody that interfaces with clients will. So if you want to see an example of what they look like, you could just put into Google plumber San Jose, California, and you'll see a couple of companies at the top that have the green check mark next to them, and they say Google guaranteed. So those are some companies that are currently using it, and that also would be eligible for you. And all we charge is a one-time non-refundable fee for the application, which has you pass the background check, of $250, okay? And then that's for the background check, and that process takes anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. Because the program is so new, we're running more at the four-week mark right now, which is good. They're not stacked up, so, you know, you could get up there sooner. And then once you're past the background check and that you're ready to, you know, start taking on leads, you, our minimum or the lead fee is $46.67, per lead. And we would require, we would require a minimum of 13 leads per month in order to run the program for you. So your monthly budget would run right around $609. You wouldn't ever, ever, ever have to worry about a bogus lead or anything like that, because our Google Guaranteed team would monitor. So in the event, let's say that you get a lead for an electrician, or you get in a lead that's 150 miles away and it shouldn't count because it's outside of your service area, you wouldn't be charged for those. You would only be charged for the ones that are legitimate leads. And then let's say a month came by where you were slower and you didn't want to take on 13 leads, right? Let's say you just took on one lead that month. What happens is that budget, $609 monthly, works like an escrow account, where if there's 13 leads in there for $609 and you only take one, then next month they just charge you $46.67 for the one lead that you took. And that replenishes the bucket, so to speak. So, yeah, I'll send you an email that has all the details on it. And if you think it's something that you'd like to get rolling right away, I could do the, you know, $250 application fee and send you the application. If not, you can look into it first and then I can follow up with you.
And then that $250 background check, is that for every employee or that's just for everyone now?
That's for your business. All inclusive. So it doesn't matter if they have to do a background check on 10 employees. It doesn't matter. You just pay the $250 one time. And also, I've had people that have paid the $250 and they're running the program, and then for some reason they go off season and they want to go, you know, out of the country for a couple of months, and they turn it off. When they come back, it just reinstates for them. You don't ever have to pay that application fee again. That's just a one-time fee.
Okay.
So even if you wanted to use it down the road, you could, you know, pay the fee, and then you could always reinstate it later if you were to go out of town or something like that.
Okay. I am actually sound intrigued and interested, but I would like to run it down with my other business partner, George, if you could send me the information.
Absolutely.
And
I'll send it to you.
Perfect. And we'll probably take a decision next week.
Okay, yeah, I'll follow up with you. It's a cool program. People are going wild for it, and I actually have a waiting list of people all over the nation where they're wanting to get on board and pay the application fee, but it's not available in their area yet for their industry. So there's certain, you know, industries that are kind of chomping at the bit to do it, but there's just, you know, Google is doing it very exclusively for certain industries and certain areas, and your industry and area, it happens to be available. So, yeah, take a look at the email with your partner. I just sent it to you, Julio. And then if you have any questions, we'll go over it next week when I talk to you, okay?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Tina, right?
Yeah, yep, my name again is Tina.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience and explaining everything to me.
Of course, Julio. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.